But if no one knows you're there, you end up being a talented individual with a handful of clients. The final ingredient is self-promotion, or in other words, marketing. Marketing and more marketing. Talent and self-promotion will get you where you want to be. So in the words of Steve Jobs, let's get started. Peter Rosas, July 2014. Chapter 1. Yesterday's History and Today's Reality. The art of hairdressing has been around since antiquity. We see examples in many different countries and cultures where men and women experienced the personal adornment of hair, either out of necessity or as an enhancement to beauty. Stylists in the 1950s and even in the 1960s had a much smaller clientele because they booked weekly appointments for shampoo sets. A stylist worked 5 days and about 40 hours in a week, so a client would be seen every week. Typically, it was 30 shampoo sets along with some perms and colours. Stylists would look at their schedule and say it wasn't a bad week. Stylists would still split the money brought in with the salon owner, but most could make a good living on this income. Today, the difference between the weekly appointments of the past is that today's clients come in once every 6 to 8 weeks for a haircut, and hopefully a colour. You still need at least 30 clients a week, but the big difference between yesterday and today is that now you need a client base of a minimum of 150 clients. 150! Just to make up your clientele base. That's 5 times more than compared to the 30 of just a few decades ago. The work now is of a permanent nature, with haircuts and colour. In today's world, you try to do greater dollar numbers by providing different services for your clientele base. For example, in addition to haircuts and color, you can do smoothing treatment, hair extensions, foil highlights, etc. We need to do more specialty services with the same clientele we have. We need to have intelligent options that make sense and that are easy to implement. Schools do the best they can while you are there with them, but the reality is we usually focus on what we are taught in school. Once we get out of school, it's a whole different ballgame. To understand what you're up against, barbers, hairdressers, and cosmetologists held about 712,200 jobs in 2010. Nearly half were self-employed. Employment in the detailed occupations that make up barbers, hairdressers, and cosmetologists was distributed as follows from government data about the industry. Hairdressers, hairstylists, and cosmetologists total 627,700. Barbers, 62,200. Shampooers, 22,300. Barbers, hairdressers, and cosmetologists work mostly in a barbershop or salon, although some work in a spa, hotel, or resort. Some lease booth space in other people's salons. Some manage salons or open their own salon after several years of experience. What does this mean to you? It means that you need to be on top of your game. You can't expect to have a clientele handed to you. You need to work for it. First, by showcasing yourself, and second, to always improve upon your skills. Graduating from school was the easy part. Now you need to learn to market yourself and get the job you want and make yourself the best you can be. Focus on your strengths. You were exposed to a lot at school. Or even if you're experienced in the field, a cosmetologist typically begins to show expertise in specific skills. What are yours? Are you better at haircutting, hair color, styling? Sometimes it's difficult to determine what each of us is good at. But to help you